great to have this time with you in a new chapter of your career. Just coming back though to stepping aside.
Yes.
Did you want to?
You know, I'm 67. I'm still fit. I could go on for easy another few years if I stay how I am. I'm still very energetic. I still can work very hard. But, you know, you need to transition the business to the next generation at the appropriate time. So I was reasonably comfortable that, you know, we needed to move to the next generation while I'm still healthy, while I'm still able, while I still can make a contribution, but in a different form. So I always say I'll move from the front of the bus to the back of the bus. And, you know, instead of irritating them from the front, I'll irritate them from the back. And you know, to the extent that I'm needed. So my role is with the people. My role is, you know, with the leadership. If they need any help with large clients, with, you know, helping, you know, just make sure that the culture remains entrepreneurial, but just supporting, not really getting in anyone's way. Playing a supportive role. If I see something that I don't think is right, well, I'll challenge. That's our style. That's our culture.
I think you've got a little bit more time than you did when you were running at full tilt as CEO.
Not much more time yet.
You're spending. What are you spending? Are you spending your time doing something that you didn't have the time to do? Maybe more reading, traveling. You didn't have the time to do when you were CEO.
I don't have that time yet. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of demand on my time. And you know, obviously, I've got the one big project, which is the steering committee to demerge Investec Asset Management. But apart from that, you know, I'm interacting with people all day, every day, in meetings, and I'm still on the exec of the total group, because we've got three execs. We've got a total group exec, we've got the banking and wealth exec, and we've got the asset management exec. So the total group exec obviously will only remain until the demerger.
Right.
And that deals with issues that fall, you know, outside of either pillar, if I can call them that. But apart from that, you know, my diary's full at this point in time.
Okay.
I'm still working. You can see I'm in a suit and tie. So everyone asks me when I walk past them, how's retirement? Why are you here? So I'm an executive of Investec still till the middle of July, but I also, you know, I'm chairman of Bidcorp and I'm co-chairman of the Youth Employment Service, so I am quite active over and above what I do at Investec.
And you're going to sit on some boards at Investec post-July?
Yeah, I've got the regulator wants me to go in the cooler with regard to the banking boards and the group board, I'm also chairman of a firm called Bud, which is Investec has a big stake in. It used to be called Investec Equity Partners.
Oh, right.
So I should stay on some of the boards, the wealth management business, but I will have to step off the bank for a period of time and then come back.
Right. One of those things that you mentioned, you're on the you're directing this YES initiative. Just tell us a little bit about that, the Youth Employment Service initiative.
So it was originated from the CEO initiative, and the deputy president made a statement that he'd like to create a vehicle that can find one-year internships for young people between the age of 18 and 35, essentially, that have never had work opportunity, so that they get the sense of what it means to work, and get some motivation and some skill from that. And I think that Colin Coleman from Goldman Sachs and I put up our hands and said we can run with that ball. We've reduced the target to 330,000 because it's quite tough to get. You think you can just go and find a corporate. We worked out crudely originally, take 3% of employment and that's your number. Everyone has to take 3% as an intern. Lifetime work like that. It's very hard to get people who are retrenching to actually take interns in. So we try to create a totally different environment where part of what we do is ask corporates to take interns in and give them a year's working experience. But some can do that, some can't. So what we've created is an additional type of opportunity for young interns where a corporate can sponsor an SMME and say, if you've got in particular a, you know, you can say to an SMME, yeah, I will give you a free worker, but your obligation is to train them and give them a skill. And that can help an SMME go from, you know, 5 people to 10 people or 10 to 20, because that's where we're ultimately going to do job creation. The third area is stimulating the township and the rural economy and creating an environment within the township and in the rural economy that enables people to get an opportunity. So we work in Hazyview with the Good Work Foundation. We as Investec have given 400 internships and the Good Work Foundation can use all these people, they're training them into anti, because we know one of our big themes is anti-rhino poaching, because we think rhino is one of the big 5. You have to defend your, you've got to defend your game, so that, because that leads into tourism, and you know it starts building the tourism ecosystem, which is very important for job creation going forward as you're moving into a fourth industrial revolution where manufacturing jobs will disappear, mining jobs will disappear. You need to create different types of jobs. So tourism is a big area for us as a country. We've got to get our visa story right, which a year may be coming right in December, but you know the regulations, they take so long to do things that are so obvious. But you know, these job creation type ideas, where you're creating a job that didn't exist, is another channel of yes. So what we've also got is we've got what we call township hubs, like community type centres where you can do training, where you can, you know, people can go and get free Wi-Fi. They can learn to cook and things like that. We have all sorts of programs that stimulate some kind of form of entrepreneurship and help people get a skill. And so it is quite a broad, far-reaching initiative. There are lots of other third-party service providers that are already in the ecosystem that can we can use this initiative to scale up. The other thing is like early childhood development. Some of the stuff that we do is, you know, inside the townships, the people have creches, but all they do is they place a safety for a kid, a mother that goes to work, and they drop the kid off.
Right.
Now you develop early childhood type supervisors or teachers that they can play games, they can read to the kids, and the kid then starts getting development. There is so much we can do in that NGO type space, which a corporate will pay for.
Right.
As part of the Youth Employment Initiative.